Dr. Stephen Buckley, who is a research fellow at the University of York's BioArch Research Facility, conducted the chemical analyses, saying the evidence for purple nutsedge was very clear in samples from all the time periods we looked at. This plant was evidently important to the people of Alkide, even after agricultural plants had been introduced. Dr. Donatella Ussay, who is from the Instituto Italiano per l'Africa e l'Oriente, apologies for the pronunciation, in Rome, led the excavation, and Dr. Tina Jacob from Durham University's Department of Archaeology performed the analysis of the human remains at Alkide. Anita Radini, an archaeobotanist at the University of Leicester, the Archaeological Service, the ULAS, and a PhD candidate at BioArch, University of York, contributed to the analysis of microfossils found in the dental calculus samples. Anita said this: "It is exciting to discover direct evidence for what people were eating before agriculture. Discovering that a plant today, considered a weed, was consumed as food in ancient times is a fascinating glimpse into the changing relationship between people and plants. Alkide is a wonderful site to work on, as it covers a long time period and has allowed us to examine variation over different time periods. I am conducting a PhD in York, but also work at University of Leicester Archaeological Services, the ULAS, so I was able to use facilities at both institutions. BioArch in York and the Laboratory for Ancient Starch Analysis, directed by Dr. Hugh Barton at the University of Leicester School of Archaeology and Ancient History, where ULAS, ULAS, is based." Dr. Ussay said this: "Alkide is a unique site in the Nile Valley, where a large population lived for many thousands of years. This study demonstrates that they made good use of the locally available wild plant as food, as raw materials, and possibly even as medicine." Dr. Hardy said, "The development of studies on chemical compounds and microfossils extracted from dental calculus will help to counterbalance the dominant focus on meat and protein that has been a feature of pre-agricultural dietary interpretation up until now. The new access to plants ingested, which is provided by dental calculus analysis, will increase, if not revolutionize, the perception of ecological knowledge and use of plants among earlier prehistoric and pre-agrarian populations." So, what do you think about that? Tooth plaque provides a unique insight into the diet that our prehistoric ancestors had. That's an international team there of researchers, including, I'll say it one more time, archaeobotanist at the University of Leicester. They found new evidence that our ancestors, our prehistoric ancestors, had a detailed understanding of plants long before the development of architecture. What do you think about that?